The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Peter came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' Out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So this fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When this fellow servant saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peter, Peter, if only he had taken a dogmatics course at Concordia Theological Seminary, he would know that this is the wrong question. "Father, how many times will my brother sin against me and I forgive him?" Peter, Peter, it's the wrong question. The question is not how many times. The question rather is how much has already been. And yet the tone of Peter's question strikes a lively chord with us. It resonates with our human nature and with our lives, and fearfully, my friends, it resonates with our actions. Forgiveness has a shelf life. Forgiveness has conditions. Forgiveness has a deadline. Forgiveness, our forgiveness, has limits, and therefore, so also must God's. So God, how many times? When can I quit? When can I withhold? When can I renege? This wrong question of Peter's is the same question that you and I ask, and it is still wrong. Notice that Jesus doesn't really bother to answer Peter's question, really. No, he just proceeds to blow him out of the conversation. He takes his worldview, his human nature, and he grabs it and he shakes it upside down until it cries out in submission. And so also must we be turned from our legalistic, egotistical, self-righteous, law-driven human nature, turn to our identity, to our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so Jesus does this, does it for us, does it, did it for Peter. But folks, it's not really all that pleasant. Check out this parable. A king has a servant who owes him a bajillion dollars, more than 70 times seven. This servant has no more hope of paying this than he has of paying the U.S. national debt. And the servant pleads with the king. Notice, though, he doesn't plead for forgiveness, and he doesn't plead for mercy. He pleads for the opportunity to pay the debt back. The servant wants to take care of his own business, and he seems rather clueless as to how fruitless that pursuit truly will be. But the king has mercy. He releases him, he forgives his debt. It's amazing, really. It's amazing grace. But now this same servant, he goes out to his fellow servant and he denies him forgiveness. And just to make Peter squirm, and just to make the readers and hearers of our text today squirm, the king sends the servant to prison. In other words, he sends him to H-E double hockey sticks. So, people, if you do not forgive me for giving you a totally irrelevant test in Pentateuch 1, you are going straight to hell. See, it's not hard to preach this text. It's not hard to preach a text when you have bad theology or your theology is all screwed up. Not hard to answer the wrong question with the obvious wrong answer. God has forgiven the debt of our sin, which is beyond measure and beyond our pain. And that, people, is amazing. It's amazing grace. And now we who have been forgiven forgive one another without limits, without restrictions, without conditions, without deadlines, without. Now, perhaps it is that this first servant in our parable wanted the money from his fellow servant in order that he might give it to the king to justify himself. Perhaps it is that this servant went to church on Sunday to get his shot of grace so he could live however else he wanted through the rest of the week. Perhaps it is that this servant believed in himself and his own self-worth, and he didn't need any king to bail him out. Perhaps it is that he sat in the pew but didn't buy into the theology. Perhaps. But our text makes this reality very clear. The servant, the first servant, did not believe, did not trust, did not have faith. He did not believe in the forgiveness that was delivered to him. He was not of the household of faith. And we know because his actions betray him. the one who has been redeemed by Christ the crucified and washed into his kingdom by the waters of the holy font, has a new identity. He is in relationship with God, and so therefore he acts like his king. He is not holy because of his deeds, but rather he is holy because the Lord his God is holy. And his acts of forgiveness to his fellow man do not keep him out of hell. It is the act of forgiveness delivered by God through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that keeps us out of hell. We are the children of God. We walk with Jesus Christ. We follow his example because it's our identity, our baptismal identity. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And we do, because that's who we are. Who we are is not centered around what we do. Rather, who we are is centered around what God has done. And when we fail to forgive, God forgives that too, along with the rest of our national-like debt. The difference is in our identity. The difference is in the relationship that we have been called into by our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That, my friends, is the answer. Now, what was the question again? In Jesus' name, amen.